After remaining unidentified for more than 80 years, a Rhinelander soldier who was killed while he was a POW during World War II was buried in his hometown this past weekend. WPR's Avery Martinez has more on the military's efforts to identify unknown soldiers and on a Wisconsin family's rediscovery of an uncle who had been lost to the past.
Corporal John Jack Yenzel's remains sat in a sturdy wooden chest with the U.S. Army seal, a flag, nearby. Through the gym loudspeaker, his family celebrated his 86-year-long journey home.
Thank you, Rhinelander. Thank you, Wisconsin. God bless the United States. Our Uncle John is home.
Jack died in 1945 when the prison ship he was on was bombed. His remains were unaccounted for until last year. Since the end of the war, the military has worked to give names to unknown soldiers, and DNA has made that possible.
No hero left behind. No soldier left behind.
That was Bruce Yenzel, Jack's nephew, who was joined by family, community, and military members at a ceremony Sunday, where Jack and decades of uncertainty were literally laid to rest. Bruce says Jack's return has been an emotional journey for the family that started in 1941.
We can't believe what the United States has done to return these soldiers.
Jack volunteered for service before World War II.
Jackie went to the Philippines, and they were going to be bringing airplanes in to do the bombing, but the planes never made it.
Because on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and within hours, the Philippines. Jack was suddenly on the front lines. Sarah Patterson's an expert with the National World War II Museum and says American forces in the Philippines fought desperately, hoping for relief.
But it's just not happening fast enough. And at a certain point, they recognize that they're just not going to be able to hold out.
That's when they were overrun by the Japanese army and surrendered and became a POW.
The new prisoners are forced to march from Bataan about 65 miles to get to the prison camps. So they start on what is going to become known as the Bataan Death March.
The POWs endured torture, disease, malnutrition, lack of food and water.
I've cried occasionally studying some of these individuals because the things that they went through were so awful.
All of the atrocities of war happened in that span of 3 years that my uncle was a POW.
For Jack, life became a waiting game to see if he'd be liberated. But in 1944, the Japanese decided to move thousands of POWs to Japan aboard floating prisons that became known as hell ships.
The problem with the hell ships, other than just how awful they were the fact that they were not marked as prisoner transports.
So bombers targeted them regularly, without any idea Americans like Jack Yenzel were on board.
He was lucky that he was able to survive the first ship that was bombed.
They're attacked again. Another Allied plane is going to bomb the Onoramaru. And that one, from the records it seems, is probably most likely where Corporal Yenzel died.
Jack and his fellow prisoners were buried in a crude grave until 1946, when the work began to ID those remains.
There's still some 81,000 unaccounted for service members who never came home from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
That's Michael Mee. He works with an Army project to identify the remains of service members. His team works with families to help them understand how DNA and historical records can lead to the identification of a fallen soldier. Mee worked on Jack's case, and Bruce is thankful.
I didn't know that stuff existed. It's wonderful how they take care of their own, our own.
And because of that work, Bruce was able to watch his Uncle Jack be buried beside his parents.
And coming home after 86 years, and we thought the best place to put him was at the foot of the grave.
Thankful for everything done to bring Jack back.
Now it, I guess, brings a little bit more meaning to those flags and why we celebrate Memorial Day.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Avery Martinez.